Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say and share with his people. He loves us. I always say he loves us. When you know God, you know him by his love. When you love others, it's easy to understand that God loves you. That he is for you. That he loves to bless you in every way. Now, a lot of time is spent, and people have taught many things for many years. Some of the most basic things I'm learning about God. He loves us. He secures us by his love. He thinks of everything. He knows us. He knows what we can handle. He knows where our limitations are. He knows where they are. One day in heaven, you're going to thank him because you made it there, and he can show you over the course of your life how his guiding hand was always there. You had to make choices. He had to work with your choices. All of our choices are not good or not the best situation for us. But we make choices, and he has to work with them. The everyday choices that we make without God, without his guidance, it does something. Many of them are not wrong, are not bad. They're for us. People choose who they'll marry, but God knows who's more suitable. And sometimes people are not at a point where they'll listen to him. And many times that's the case. And people marry people that are in their path that they like. But then, you know, when you acknowledge God, if you can trust him and not get frustrated with the duration, you can have a greater situation. Not just in marriage, but in all things. It's a wonderful thing to be guided by God and you go and get your best outcome. But God works with us when we make choice. My message has been follow God. See, if people learn to follow God in their personal life, they'll acknowledge and follow him in their spiritual life, in their ministry life, in their family life, in their labor life, their work life. Wherever you include God, that's where you're going to have a reward. You're going to have blessings. And he's going to guide you into his truth. He's going to guide you to do things the way of life. It works. It always does. People misunderstand. I hear people say God works in mysterious ways. If you can believe he loves you, his love should not be a mystery. God will not do anything outside the realm of love. He will not do anything unwise. And he will not do evil. So everything that he do, it will be first loving, it will be holy, and it will be wise. And I know I teach a lot of dynamics about following God. This is because this is what he said was the most important need. If the church, if God's people, the church is God's people, not the building. If God's people, his true people who love him, not tares, his people. The wheat, the barley. If his people would follow him, they would introduce the world to a strong dedication, a devoted love, a growing love, full of wisdom and purity. And then people will start valuing what's right. A lot of people are trying to act right, but their heart's not right. A lot of people are trying to stay right with God, and their heart deviates. from the path and life of God. Now, the best way to live is to fill your heart with His love. If you put His word inside your heart, it'll come out of your mouth. It'll come out of your actions. You won't be scrounging all the time. If more people would ask God questions and get answers, they would do so much better. Lack of knowledge is not your friend. Lacking knowledge can cause you to miss out on God's perfect, best situation for your life. Impatience is a thing of the world. That's a tool that the enemy used to undo your faith. Your faith won't last without patience. And it won't last without peace. The only way to do this, you got to look to God. You got to give God your life. Give Him your steering wheel. Let Him drive. When it's time for you to drive, you drive. But once God gives you His direction, that's when you start using your faith to drive again. We have so many frustrations because we try to originate every part of our life. And it's noble to try and desire to do that. You got a brain. We're made in God's image. But we also have an enemy out there that's trying to hurt us, destroy us, and discourage us, and undo everything of God in our life. We need a navigator. And the Holy Spirit is our navigator. If we let Him, He'll guide us if we let Him guide us. You have to, you can do how you want to. You can do it your way, or you can ask God to help you do it His way. And if you ask the Lord to help you, then He will help you. He'll bless you. When God give you direction, if He give you a dream, if He talk to you, that's how He talks. He'll communicate. He will talk to you. Start where you are. Start small. Start pray. Try Him. Give him a chance to prove Himself. Determine to be patient and wait on Him. Pray. Don't just sit around waiting on something to happen. Acknowledge whatever situation you desire and start doing the Word of God. If you do the Word of God, and that's the way you live, you will attract the right people to you. Sincerity attracts sincerity. Worldliness attracts worldliness. Strife attracts strife. Bigotry attracts bigotry. Whatever people are doing, whatever they've given themselves to, whatever type of spirit there are, they attract people of such spirits. A liar feels comfortable around a liar. They don't feel challenged. When a liar comes around a person of truth, they feel challenged. There are a lot of people, they lend themselves over to do wrong, but they want good people in their life that they can trust. Only God can know what's on a person's heart. We don't do too well in that area. People can mask themselves, hide themselves. You have to pay close attention to the Holy Spirit to know who is who. Even angels couldn't distinguish the tares from the wheat. And they're much greater in knowledge. They have much more knowledge than we do. But the Holy Spirit knows. He knows the heart. And he's the one who said, let them grow together. And in the harvest, they'll be separated. That's why I don't try too hard to make people do what I want them to do or what's best to do. This is of the heart. Either people are going to love God or they're not. That's up to them. But helping people know how to relate to God will help them, if they want it, come out of all forms of misery. Satan can't conquer you. You got to get that in your heart. If you love God's word and you're willing to do it, he can. There's nothing he can do with you. If you get to know God, you'll be strong and you'll do exploits. What is that? No matter what happens, you'll be able to continue to follow God with the same dedication, love, wisdom, knowledge, and holiness as if there was nobody bothering you. Because you're paying attention, your dedication will cause you to see things in a much greater way. And you'll mount up. Every time the enemy throw his best devices against you, you will mount up. And God will help you do it. God will help you mount up. You'll become stronger and stronger. Like the goat in the well, they threw dirt on him. He fell in the well. They said, well, we can't do nothing but bury him. So they kept throwing dirt on him, and he shook it off and tamped it down. And they kept throwing dirt on him. He shook it off and tamped it down till he walked away from the well. And he fell down that dry well, and now he's out free because he, every time they threw dirt on his back, he shook it off and tamped it down. And the Holy Spirit will show you how to live above the snake line, above the troubles of people. Some people won't ever grow out of their troubles. They always look at the glass half full, and they complain a lot. And sometimes they're people that are close to you. With the wisdom of God, God will give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding, key understanding of how to overcome negative words. And this is very important. Negative words. He'll help you overcome negative words, negative persuasions, negative advice. Some people can't give positive advice because they allow the worldly things to be their wisdom. They're frustrated, they're angry, and they can't snap out of it. They can't come out of it because they continually reinforce the things that they hate. And they expect trouble. And when good things come around, they're so focused on the misery that they have, they make others miserable till they leave them. If you follow God, nothing on the outside can stop you. You can love people sincerely, just like God loves you. It doesn't matter what they're doing. You know that people, I came to a conclusion that people are not going to do right. Even if they want to, there are some things they're just not going to be able to do. I learned to be very patient with people. Even people of God. If people of God struggle to receive his word and do it and love you back and respect you like you ought to be respected, if people of God struggle to do this, they want to be in charge, they want to be first, they want to be louder, they want to be better. If people of God do this, and sometimes they're terrorists, hopefully not, but the angels can't tell who's a terror and who's a weak. I can't either. Jesus said, be kind to all men. People are going to do these. They're going to do bumpy things. They're going to disrespect you sometimes. But you don't have to take it personal. I learned not to take it personal. People can't treat you no better than they treat Jesus. If you're representing Jesus, hear me good. If you're representing Jesus, The way people treat Jesus is the way they'll treat you. I'm going to say that again. If you represent Jesus, the way people treat God is the way they'll treat you too. If they love their will more than God's will, they're not going to do you right. They can't. They may act right, but they can't treat you better, no different than they treat God. If people don't want God around, they don't want you around. If you follow Him and honor Him. And I had to learn this as a minister. There are people who are devoted. They want to know God. And God will give you the knowledge people need. And people of God will interfere with that, with your conversations. When people come up to tell me something personal at work, I have to do warfare. I have to tell Satan not to bother me. I say, Satan, you can't interrupt us. People can't hear me do it, but I do it. Because people who's, you know, the enemy will pull people string and they'll come and interrupt us. And I'll sit around when they're trying to tell me something personal. Satan has a lot of place in the average person. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. If you follow God, you'll know these things. You'll know what to do. You have authority over Satan full time. Not just sometime, all the time, every time, wherever you are. You can stop Satan's work. You don't have to let him grow. Some people won't. They're not fighting him. And their mind is on whatever. And the enemy will use anything to interrupt. He's trying to divide people from the knowledge of God. Don't take it personal. Don't get mad at the person can't. People, him, men and women, if they're not dedicated to understand and know God, the enemy can pull some strings and they'll do whatever you want them to do to a certain point. Some people are resilient against certain sins and they're not going to go out and get drunk, fornicate. Some people won't go to parties, but they'll do other things. They'll interrupt. Then there are people that love God and they see you talking and it looks important. They'll start praying. See, God got people that love Him. You know, you're not the only one that love Him. And they'll see you trying to help somebody and they'll pray for the situation. They won't walk over and interrupt because they have a love and respect for God. They really care about people knowing God. But some people are so full of their own will, they can't help it. They can't, and they're not. But you can stop Satan. When you stop Satan, he won't be able to pull their strings. The area that they didn't grow up, he can't use it. And they'll probably go somewhere and think about something else to do. Ministry is warfare. And I have to deal with it. I've been fighting this battle for a long time. I've seen it so many times. I'm used to it. In the prayer room, I have to pray over everything I do. I bless what I do for God. I pray over it. And I have to bind the spirit of blindness. He's trying to shut people down. So he can't do anything with the strong man around. We have to follow God, folks. We have to obey Him and do His word. Everything that we do is important. Some people will not grow up. You have to get over it. Don't take it personal. Love them anyway. And sometimes God will give you words that can help them. And you can be a blessing to them. And sometimes people can't, you know, they're not going to do everything that should be done. Forgive them. It's all right. You do your part. Pray for people sincerely. And you go ahead and grow with God. Enjoy Him. Watch Him. This is the peace that will help you in the full duration of your faith. See, faith has a duration. Faith is right now. It's active. It's now. It's always now. With the things you're believing God for, they're forming now. From the time you first believe, it's forming. There's a duration of time for God to bless you. Some things take time. If you want the most perfect wife, if you're looking for a wife, and you've involved God, He starts putting things in motion. Sometimes the person that He knows would love you, just, and you would love them for the greater purposes, He may start a training process, getting you ready for her and getting her ready for you. Those who follow God and watch Him and cooperate, they do better. And whatever God is doing, wherever they may be, in another state, they might be next door. But you never would have known unless you acknowledge God. And at the right time, He'll cause you to meet her, and y'all to talk, and it'll work. And you'll know God in that area. You'll know, hey, it's worth the wait. Now, the duration, I talk about, that's the time from the time you first believe till it's all finished. Faith that's finished becomes knowledge. Faith is knowledge before evidence and sight. You don't see it yet, but you got it because you ask for it. You knock, you seek, you ask, you ask the Lord to help you, and you believe that He did. Not doing, but did. And doing. You believe that there's a process happening. You believe that you're going to meet the person that you need to meet. And this goes for anything. The job, you know you got this job you pray for. Or the education, you're doing everything it takes to finish the education. And all the obstacles, the Holy Spirit will help you. You still got to study. You still got to work. You still got to wait. You still got to do whatever you're doing. But when you do, it works. Works good, too. Now, the Lord our God and King, He's mightily moving by His Spirit all the time. And He has so many wonderful things to say in the lives of His people. And the only way to know these things is to follow through with what God is doing. Those who follow do get to know Him. And it's worth it. It's a blessing. That's how you get to know Him. You draw near. You talk to Him. Treat Him like a person. And know that He loves you. And your life will be stronger and stronger. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.